Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, ask me anything here in Lunchtime Live, where we put your questions to people from maybe an interesting background or working in an unusual career. Dr. Daryl Hendley-Rooney is the museum curator at the Little Museum in Dublin. Daryl, thanks a million for popping back into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Whatever your questions, queries, voice notes, get them into us. Before we do just that, Daryl, congratulations are in order because the Little Museum got a great endorsement from TripAdvisor today.
Yeah, so we just heard news yesterday that the Little Museum was awarded the 12th top attraction in the world.
That is unbelievable.
It is. It's quite surreal, to be honest with you. We had hoped, when we came back to the museum last year after major renovations, within 3 years we hoped to break the top 10 in Europe, which we did do yesterday. We're actually number 7 in Europe. But then when I checked the world rankings just to see, we were 12th.
And sorry, when you say 7th in Europe, what's ahead of you?
I think the Colosseum is ahead of us, and the Eiffel Tower, but behind us
are
the Louvre, the Van Gogh Museum. So
isn't that unbelievable?
It is unbelievable.
But it must be a real proud moment, is it?
It is a proud moment, but you know, it takes a village, and you know, the Little Museum, our collection has been acquired through public donation. So without the generosity of the Irish people, it wouldn't exist. So I think it's not just a good news story for us, it's a good news story for the Irish people.
Well, that's great. We have this voice note in from Cahill.
What is the most valuable piece in the Little Museum?
Hope Carl's not trying to break in tonight. I don't think our insurers would be too happy if I told you exactly how much the most expensive items are worth. But I suppose if you're talking monetarily, if I was diplomatic about it, they all have their inherent values. You know what I mean?
Well, even what's the most valuable piece then, I suppose? The piece rather than the price?
I suppose going back to that, the most valuable piece, some of the more rarest pieces in the collection would be the accreditation letter of the Dáil Plenipotentiaries. So that was a document that went over with the negotiation team to London in December 1921 to hash out the Anglo-Irish Treaty. So one of the original copies that went over with that delegation, we have that on display. We also have a first English edition of Ulysses by James Joyce.
Okay. So
they would be the most valuable ones.
Yeah, and under tight lock and key, I'm sure as well.
Yeah, if you're listening, Cahill.
Yeah, if you're listening. 087 1400 106. Claire has this question.
Hi, Daryl. What is your favourite piece displayed in the Little Museum and why?
My favourite piece, like asking a parent to name their favourite child. They all have their feats and foibles.
But
I suppose at the moment we actually got a great collection of artefacts in from the military archives, big partnership we launched recently, and it includes an amazing little dispatch that was sent by Sean McDiarmid from the GPO on the first day of the Easter Rising, and it closes with the line, bit, I suppose, hopeful but naive, everything splendid.
Okay. So that's your kind of your chosen piece at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I have to say, we got in a little pair of shoes as part of that collection that were handmade, little pair of felt shoes made by Kathleen Clark when she was in prison in 1918. She was a single mother, obviously, Tom Clark. Her husband had been executed after the 1916 Rising. She had 3 kids at home while she was in prison, and she created these little felt shoes for them.
It's really amazing to have that on display, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
With this voice note from Cleona.
Hi, Daryl. How do you see museums evolving in the next decade?
Great question. I suppose for me, it's about how you engage with visitors, with guests. You know, that's the key thing, really. It's not just about putting a static object on display and slapping a caption on it. It's about how do you actually engage people with it. You know, we're always talking about how, I suppose for us, it's the theatricality, it's the storytelling that we lean into. So that's why we don't have an awful lot of captions in the museum, because we lean into the idea that our tour guides or staff in the museum are empowered to know about those objects and that they can engage with the guests throughout the museum and tell them. It could be something like, you know, for instance, a great little telegram that was sent by George Bernard Shaw, or a postcard that was sent by Samuel Beckett, and it's the stories behind those objects. Even things like, for example, we have a tactile collection, which is particularly important for our civics program, which is free every Wednesday. So we have a cowbell in that exhibition room on the animals of Dublin, and when the kids come in and we tell them about things like Cowtown, which was one of the largest cattle markets in Europe, you know, to be able to hand that to a child and go, give that cowbell a ring.
Yeah.
It just kind of, it makes it personal.
Yeah, I'd say the tour guides make it, do they, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're blessed. We have world-class tour guides and they're incredible.
Liam has this voice note for you.
Hi, Daryl. How do you decide what gets displayed and what stays in storage?
Yeah, as I mean, we're a museum, not an archive. So for us, I mean, one of the hardest parts of my job, Andrea, is actually saying no to people who offer us objects. Because, I find it very hard. But because, you know, oftentimes they're, you know, giving us something that belonged to a parent, grandparent, or there's something that's very important to them. But for us, it's about kind of what's the story, what can be imparted, but also I would never accept anything that I didn't think we could display at some point, you know, and that's what is a key driver for me in terms of deciding what we can display and what we don't display.
Have visitors ever taken or broken anything in the little museum? Texter wants to know.
No. Somebody did, though. It was basically as part of that tactile collection. One of our tour guides does handle a bottle of Blue Nun, and we actually are lucky to have two 1970s bottles of Blue Nun and Black Terror, and sadly one of them was dropped in the middle of a tour once. But our guides are pros, and took it on the chin, had a good laugh about it, and they got the smell vintage Blue Nun during their tour, which I think is a very unique experience.
Absolutely. It's no wonder you got 12th best tourist attraction in the world. Martin, is this voice note for you?
Hi, Daryl. What are the biggest challenges in preserving artefacts long term?
Martin, I'd say obviously the environmental, and particularly in a Georgia townhouse like our own, obviously we have to actually protect the house as well, and you know, kind of have minimal interference there. So, you know, employing things like environmental monitors to look at, you know, light, humidity, things like that is very important. And we're part of the Museum Standards Programme for Ireland through the Heritage Council. So, you know, it means we're in the Premier League of Museums, and we have strict guidelines and policies around conserving our objects, which we do.
Another one from Liam. Oh no, I thought we had another voice note there from Liam. And another listener wondering, how child friendly is the little museum?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned there, thanks to Dublin Port Company, we have a free civics programme every Wednesday morning where we bring in two primary school classes and one secondary. And through our Animals of Dublin exhibition and Tara's Palace, which is one of the world's largest dolls houses, we use those to educate primary schools about the history and heritage of Dublin. And then we also use, we have other spaces as well where we bring the secondary schools in and we educate them. But it's, family friendly. As I said, we have the tactile collection, so it's super important for us that kids can come in and touch some of those objects.
We really appreciate Daryl you popping into us today to tell us a little bit about what you do. For the moment, thanks so much, Dr. Daryl Hendley Rooney, and congratulations to everybody involved there at the Little Museum.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.